I'm Tim Bryant, Program Director of Partner to Succeed, and we encourage and enable businesses in Cornwall to work together on as part of their business development plans.
Now, we've been hearing from various people involved in the collaboration clubs about how this is important for individual businesses and how it works and how it boosts those businesses and their services and range of products. But what does this mean for the wider business picture across Cornwall?
It's a good point because we hope it is going to mean the bigger picture. It is about looking outside of your own business and thinking about how you can work with other businesses to achieve more. That might mean businesses outside of Cornwall, maybe even outside of the UK, thinking about your online partners. You know, who could they be? Which other parts of the world could you collaborate with for various aspects of your business, be that the creative side, the production side? We're all used to seeing and using products that are made over in the Far East. And so obviously there's relations to be made over in that part of the world from a development and manufacturing point of view. But what about those businesses working maybe with the creative sector in Cornwall in terms of innovation and research and development?
I suppose in Cornwall, people in the past have thought within Cornwall, that's where I do business, possibly in Devon. But now with superfast broadband coming, we've got so many more possibilities, haven't we?
Absolutely, Matthew. I mean, this is the point. It's about businesses not being insular. It's about thinking wider than themselves and actually thinking now that there is no disadvantage to being in a peripheral county like Cornwall. The borderless world of the internet is enabling us to partner and collaborate all around the world in a way that we've never been able to do before. So actually, a local Cornish business's partner organisations might as well be in Scotland, in London, in the Midlands, or maybe in the United States or even Europe. It doesn't have to anymore just be here in the county.
Have we seen any good examples of that recently in Cornwall where a Cornish business has made it on the world stage in that way?
Yes, many examples actually. I'm just thinking about some local examples that I can provide for you. One of our businesses came to us with an idea of finding a manufacturing partner in the Far East. Actually carried out a lot of research in China and coincidentally, through understanding about the requirements, actually found a manufacturing partner here within the county. So actually, by looking further afield, they were actually able to find a partner much closer to home.
Now, if you were going to measure the success of these collaboration clubs within that bigger picture in Cornwall, what would you say would be the measurements that you would look back and say, yes, we've achieved and succeeded?
Well, that's the great thing, because the ideas that come out, specific ideas that come out of these clubs, can easily be measured because they tend to be projects, sometimes short-term projects that the businesses work together on. And it's projects that would never have materialised without these businesses coming together. So maybe a short-term joint venture is set up. You can measure the success of that in terms of financial success and the products that were either created or sold as a result of that. So it's actually quite easy to measure the success as a result of these clubs.